Hi, can you hear me, Father?
Yes, good evening. Welcome.
My question is about one of the only parables that I have really had difficulty understanding. And it's in Luke 16, right at the beginning of Luke 16 to about 16:13. And it's the parable of the dishonest steward. I've never really understood, having read it numerous times, never really understood what the maybe correlation Christ is making between this particular story which he tells and, I guess, our relationship with that in the church and the kingdom of heaven. It sounds almost like he's making an argument for dishonesty, but maybe relating it like in a parable as to like how we should treat the world. I was just wondering if you could kind of explain that maybe in more detail.
Thank you. Well, this is one of my favorite parables in the New Testament. We often call this the parable of the unjust steward, and it starts, as you mentioned, in Luke chapter 16, verse 1, and it runs all the way to verse 13. To bring this parable into everybody's mind, if you'll recall, there's a certain rich man who has a steward. The steward was the man that was overseeing this rich man's estate, and the rich man decides that he's going to call the steward in because he's not doing a very good job and he's going to fire him. The steward decides to do something, as you mentioned, that seems a little bit unusual. He decides, because he's going to lose his job, to do something dishonest. He calls in the first debtor in verse 6, and he says, "How much do you owe my master?" And he says to him, 100 measures of oil. And so the steward says, "Look, take your bill, sit down quickly and write 50. And so on and so forth. Now, at the end of this, the Lord says, he commends this shrewd dealing, right? And is that the part that's really difficult for you to sort of get?
Yeah, to maybe understand why he commends it, and I guess how that relates to, you know, how we take this parable and sort of put it into practice.
Sure. So the master in verse 8 commends the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. Now, I think that the easiest way to apply this passage is to look at the reality of the sons of light. So in a sense, there's a juxtaposition. The sons of light are not very shrewd in their dealings, but this man in dealing with things of the world is quite shrewd. So as a Christian, how often have you made a plan or thought cleverly or carefully about how you might attain the kingdom? You starting to see an answer here?
I think so.
So in other words, by using this man who deals with just money and trying to get ahead in the world, the Lord is pointing out, well, what about the sons of light? Are we thinking carefully about how we might attain the kingdom? And if we are we putting together a plan like this man did? In other words, knowing the end is coming. So all parables are about the kingdom, and this parable itself is about the kingdom. And this man, so in a sense it's an analogy, being thrown out of his master's home is like us being thrown out of the kingdom. And so we're coming up with a plan to get in. Does that make sense?
It does. It does, Father.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, and I hope you'll call again.
Thank you very much, Father.
We're going to take our next call this evening. It's Thomas from Texas.